You're listening to SBS News.
Scientists in Melbourne have successfully taught human brain neurons living in a tray how to play the 1970s computer game Pong. In a world first, researchers from Cortical Labs have shown that 800,000 brain cells living in a dish can perform goal-directed tasks. CEO of Cortical Labs, Honwen Chong, has had a busy 24 hours, with the just-published results of the study gaining international attention. He says the project started in 2019, when they wanted to do something different to what was being researched in what he calls the artificial intelligence craze.
Yeah, so I think it all got started way back in 2019, where we were looking for sort of projects to get involved with the growing artificial intelligence craze. And, you know, there were a lot of projects out there which were sort of deep learning, machine learning based, and those were heavily dependent on data. And so for my co-founder and I, we looked at this and we said, is there something else that we could do? Something that is also in a space but not quite directly competing.
He says the project was inspired by nature, and more specifically, flies. Flies, he says, even with a relatively small number of neurons, operate at a higher level of intelligence than drones.
If you look at, you know, even a fly and how it navigates the world with only 100,000 neurons or so, it's incredible, right? Because those buggers are pretty hard to kill. They make their way through a very dangerous world, find food, reproduce, and the cycle continues, all sipping microwatts of energy. So we looked at it and we said, okay, so you have something that has exhibited general intelligence, so the ability to sort of operate in the real world, ones that use significantly less power than what we currently have, why not build something with it?
Adil Razi, Associate Professor of the Turner Institute for Brain and Mental Health at Monash University, says the difficult part was connecting the neurons to the electric rays.
So we could grow human neurons using stem cell technology. So that's easier part of it, I guess, to grow neurons in a dish. We actually grow both human neurons and also separately the mouse neurons. But then the difficult part was, and the new part was this, that we dropped them onto a microelectrode array, an array of electrical sensors, and then connected the whole thing to a game of Pong. And those electrical pulses and told neurons where the ball might be, and then after a few minutes, the neurons started to learn, reorganize, make networks, and started to play the game.
Mr. Razi says neurons operate at a higher speed and performance than pure machine learning technology. He says this could be used to combine biology with machine, improving the intelligence of robotics.
So the idea is just that the future computing devices will be collaborating with us. It's not like nowadays computers, which are made of passive components like transistors, and we tell them what to do. So the whole idea is this, that this is a new device which can a prototype of a neural computer which can actually which has the actual neural which has actual synthetic biological intelligence. So we are creating devices out of active materials that we actually collaborate with them. We don't actually exactly tell them what to do, but we try to, you know, collaborate with them and nudge them in a direction what to do, and then they can do marvelous things like human brains can do.
But while the technology opens doors for innovation, it also raises concerns from an ethical standpoint. Danielle Harm, director of the Nuffield Council on Bioethics, told the BBC questions around consciousness must be considered.
Will these so-called mini-brains develop to the point where they can feel pleasure or pain? And how might we consider their moral status if they were conscious or sentient? And how should we regulate the use of this research and future technology? These are questions that we haven't begun to consider.
Cortical Labs says the technology will also be revolutionary when testing the effects of medications on the brain. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.